Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The French electronic dance band Daft Punk recently released their fourth studio album. It's called Random Access Memories. The album is a bit of a departure. It includes guest appearances from former Chic frontman Nile Rodgers, the Italian disco hitmaker of the 70s, Giorgio Moroder, and the Oscar-winning lyricist and composer Paul Williams. We'll actually talk to Paul in just a little bit. But first, let's get an overall review of the album. Joining me here in our Soundcheck studio once again is Spin Magazine's senior editor, Chris Weingarten. Chris, good to have you back.
Good to be here. Thanks.
You did a quick, impulsive review for Spin.
I did.
You gave it 7 out of 10.
Sure.
On further reflection and listening, have you changed your rating?
High 7, low 8.
Okay. The single, which we were just hearing a bit of, is Get Lucky. You know, that's the first song to top the new Spotify charts, based on most played songs of the past 7 days. So it seems like people are responding at least to that track.
I mean, people would have responded to a Daft Punk track no matter, you know, what it was. The hype on this was so huge in internet circles that...
Explain why. Where do they fit in the constellation of musical stars?
You know, well, they came up when the first wave of electronica, as they called it back in the 90s, was coming up. And, you know, they had some records that were well-received and some records that weren't very well-received. And in their absence, an entire new generation of electronic musicians were able to start headlining festivals and, you know, start filling stadiums and, you know, creating a cultural movement that can't be ignored. And mm-hmm. a lot of them owe a huge, huge debt to Daft Punk. Like, Deadmau5 will be the first to tell you that he got by using a lot of stagecraft, you know, hiding behind a mask, you know, mm-hmm. all this stuff was owed back to Daft Punk. And they had this huge revival that happened while they weren't even making records. You know, their last record was 2005, and it tanked on Billboard and was barely a blip, was critically savaged.
Mm. And now here they are, 2013, with a new album and a whole new world where EDM, electronic dance music, is like, as you were saying, it's filling arenas, headlining festivals.
Yeah, people really don't understand how huge this is. You know, it's... You know, these are headliners.
Right.
These aren't, you know, these are things that compete with Kings of Leon.
Or the Rolling Stones.
Sure.
All right, so into this environment comes the return of Daft Punk, still wearing the masks. You know, it's all about anonymity. I mean, we know their names, but...
And sounds nothing like this.
And sounds completely different. I mean, they come out with this album full of live musicians, real instruments and stuff. What do you think?
I think it's great. I think that the real feat of this record was digging up the uncool and making it cool.
Mm-hmm. So we have the return of Paul Williams, who we'll speak to in a couple of minutes, and this track called Giorgio by Moroder. Now, you know, they didn't just have the idea to get Giorgio Moroder, most famous for his work with Donna Summer, to come back and be on their record. They had the even crazier idea to use him talking about. I mean, he's basically like telling us about his life story, it seems.
You know, you got to think that, you know, the EDM generation, these kids are 18, 19 years old, and they may not know, you know, the story behind Giorgio Moroder, and he's schooling them. And it doesn't sound like Donna Summer Giorgio Moroder. It sounds like, you know, Cat People soundtrack Giorgio Moroder. It's like it sounds. It's not a dance song. It's a car chase.
We're speaking with Chris Weingarten, the senior editor of Spin Magazine, about the new album by the French electronic band Daft Punk, and this is going a bit further into the song. It's like a 9-minute opus from Daft Punk called Giorgio by Moroder. That is Daft Punk and a track called Giorgio by Moroder, which actually begins with the sounds of Giorgio Moroder, the Italian disco hitmaker, apparently being interviewed about his life and his career. Chris Weingarten playing some mean air drums here in the Soundcheck studio. The drumming here, that's real drumming. That's a real drummer. That's not electronic.
Yeah, I don't, you know, they got Omar Hakim and John Robinson, who actually played on Off the Wall. You know, they got
the Michael Jackson record.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson record. They got, you know, some really sick drummers to do some really sick drumming, you know.
And when you, just to clarify, when you say sick, you mean good.
I mean fantastic, yes. I mean, you know, busy and alive.
Other guests, it's not all kind of the past, you know, the older generation. Julian Casablancas of the Strokes makes an appearance here. What do you make of Instant Crush?
I think Julian is a very savvy choice. It reminds me of when rock bands were making disco records in a way. Like, you know, it was Blondie and the Rolling Stones and Kiss and Rod Stewart and all these rock dudes were making disco records. And so here's Daft Punk saying, okay, we're going to have a contemporary rocker, you know, come into our world. And, I think his voice is really suited to pop music. You know, I think that rappers should be using him to sing hooks instead of, you know, the dude from Coldplay.
Well, Julian's voice with the Strokes, you know, we usually hear it through some kind of distortion effect. So in that respect, he's kind of a good fit for Daft Punk, who have done so much of the vocoder,
I mean,
auto-tune effect.
They run him through a lot of vocoder and auto-tune and you know, almost to the point where he's, not to the point where he's unrecognizable, but, you know, it's he's definitely in the robot world.
This is Daft Punk featuring Julian Casablancas of The Strokes and a song called Instant Crush. Casablancas of the Strokes is the featured vocalist on that Daft Punk track called Instant Crush from the new Daft Punk record called Random Access Memories. The excitable Chris Weingarten with us on Soundcheck, senior editor of Spin Magazine. Did you get the same impression from this record that I did, which is just like so many ideas that they're beginning to trip over each other?
I wouldn't call it a cohesive record by any stretch of the imagination, but they're really good ideas for the most part.
So, I mean, in a track like Touch, which is one of the Paul Williams tracks, we'll talk to him about it in a moment, but it's 8 minutes long. So we have a 9-minute track, we have this 8-minute track, and it's just, I mean, what do we make of this? Is it like a Frankenstein thing that's been stitched together from different ideas?
You know, I think that one's a little more of the less successful experiments on the record. You know, I do like that. You know, these songs are getting people to talk about names that were never cool, like, you know, George Duke or Michael McDonald or whatever, and they're getting critics to reach back into this instead of, you know, writing television's name for the 100th time or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, this is maybe even a little bit like Donna Summer's MacArthur Park or something, where it's, you know, this, it's a little bit of a journey.
It's an epic.
It's certainly an epic.
So let me ask you, I mean, is this an album that you need to listen to as an entire package to sort of get the overall?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, I think it's totally acceptable to pick and choose with this mm-hmm. record. I think the success of Get Lucky speaks to that. I think that if they decide to release Lose Yourself to Dance as a single, that will speak to that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's going to have their favorite moments on this record. It's not something that I feel that needs to be absorbed as one piece.
And is Lose Yourself to Dance one of your favorite moments from the record?
Lose Yourself to Dance is probably my favorite moment of the record. Because these guys are such record geeks and such deep diggers, it's a nostalgia for something I can't exactly place.
Hmm.
You know, it's a nostalgia for something that I wasn't old enough to experience. And it's hard for me to draw the lines like I could for a band who was a little more open and obvious about what they were pillaging.
Well, there's pillaging aplenty on the new Daft Punk record called Random Access Memories. Chris Weingarten of Spin Magazine, nice to see you again.
Oh, great to be here. Thank you so much for everything.
Lose yourself to dance.